It's almost time for Homegrown, the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival. Walt Rashik is in our studios with us this morning to talk about the festival. Walt, it is so good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So how many years has Homegrown been going? I'm making my puzzled face.
17 years.
Oh, and see, I would have said, oh yeah, Homegrown just got started, well, you know, a few years ago now. 17. Okay. All right. Time flies. What's new and exciting, other, of course, than Christine Dean having put together the mix?
Yeah, her mixtape is fantastic. You can check it out on Bandcamp, obviously.
Okay.
This year, we have a couple new ideas going on. We've got a classical music showcase. First time we've really brought classical music to the forefront at Homegrown. So on Saturday afternoon at Sacred Heart, we'll do a showcase there. And then the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra is going to be a part of the festival for the first time. And they'll be at Clyde Iron on Wednesday. Pretty excited about that. We've also got a couple new venues this year. Red Herring Lounge, Tower Avenue Tavern, Jefferson People's House, Bent Paddle, the Spirit Room in Superior, and for the first time, scheduled programs on the DTA trolley.
Oh, wow.
Usually people just kind of busk and make it happen on their own. This time,
sure,
we've scheduled people to actually play on the trolley.
Wow, that's kind of cool. So there's all of this conversation about invasions this year with the Homegrown Music Festival. And because our Green Visions program is coming up in a few moments, and we'll be talking about things like zebra mussels and buckthorn and leafy spurge, I just want to find out that we're not talking about something comparable music-wise, are we?
Yeah, we are the zebra mussel of the music. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
not
no,
at all. We're the happy invasion.
So. Okay.
Yeah. So
right.
We recently just made a trip up to Virginia, Minnesota. We did an Iron Range invasion. First time we've done that. We were at three different venues, the 218 Tap House, the Rainy Lake Saloon, and Poppers. And it was just super well attended. A great time. Great bands. We had 8 bands up there. And those folks in Virginia had a good time. They dance. I mean, not everyone in Duluth dances, but those audiences
dance.
Oh,
yeah. Well, once you get somebody out on the floor doing a polka, the next time they hear music, they just dance. I mean, they don't have all of this, oh, I can't dance, because they're all taught to polka from the time they can walk.
I think more polka for Homegrown next year is what we're going to try to do.
I wouldn't be adverse to that. I'm just saying.
We're also going back down to the Twin Cities for the third Twin Cities invasion. That happens a week from this Friday, the April 17th, at the Turf Club in St. Paul. 4 bands, including Social Disaster, Red Mountain, Toby Thomas Churchill, and Wolf Blood. And that starts at 8 o'clock, music at 9.
Well, respectfully submitted, normally the Twin Cities invades us. So we're actually going down there and invading them and then saying this is where all the good music is. And then like the Pied Piper, the bands will return on their buses and all of the people from the cities will follow them.
And hopefully they all come up for Homegrown that following week. That's the goal anyway.
Oh, yeah. What a great idea. What are you most excited about? You're pumped about this whole thing because it's just obvious that music and local music and the whole thing's in your blood. You're pumped about the whole thing, but what are you most excited about?
Well, this is my fourth year directing, so I've always liked when it gets done because, I mean,
right,
it's so much work. The field guide should be hitting the streets this weekend. That's always a huge momentum boost for us, so we'll have those out hopefully soon. Like when everyone has that in their hand and they're all flipping through, it's kind of like when yearbook season comes around in high school.
Yeah.
Everyone's like sharing it and looking at pictures and getting autographs. And yeah, it's kind of my favorite part.
You have a whole collection of field guides going
back? As many
back?
As I've been attending. Because I've lived in the town since 2002. So I've been attending since 2003.
Okay.
So.
Well, you're assembling a good collection of field guides. So hang on to those. They're going to be worth something, especially chock full of autographs. I'm going to be worth something someday soon. Anything else you want to let folks know? Okay, is there a rundown of the whole... There's got to be a Homegrown website someplace. We'll get a link set up.
Absolutely. The schedule is up online, duluthhomegrown.com. You can also wait for the schedule to come out in the field guide, which I say, I'm crossing my fingers, should be in town around on Saturday. If not, by Monday, it'll be everywhere in Two Harbors, Duluth, Superior, the Iron Range, even on your way down to the Twin Cities.
So if you just want information, you can look that up online. But if you want the experience, the field guide will be out on Saturday. And then that's a whole different thing.
Absolutely. We also are doing a volunteer training this Friday and Saturday. So there's still time to volunteer.
Oh, great.
Just email volunteer@duluthhomegrown.com. Melissa is your go-to lady for that, and she'll get you signed up. Still looking for volunteers.
Fantastic. What a great volunteer opportunity. Can you think of something that'd be more fun?
Not at all. No.
Exactly. Maybe radio, but even maybe. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What fun to have you come into our studios. Walt Rashik joined us this morning. He is the festival organizer of the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival, and we'll get those links set up on our website at KUMD.org so you know where to find all the information.